Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
To some degree, what I'm describing here is not just a problem for Christians, but it's a problem for all of our society. Everyone right now is quick to judge, quick to speak, and very slow to listen. So to some degree, Susie, this is a problem for Christians. This is a problem that we all face in the world right now. That is in the Western world. I'm not sure about other parts of the world. And so I think a part of what it means to do what I've tried to describe here in the book is to learn the secret of listening. We talked about the secret of contentment earlier. Listening is a great art form. Watching, discerning, knowing, and it takes time to do that. A friend of mine is a very high-powered lawyer, and it takes them sometimes to get at the truth of what happened in an accident or what he said or what she said. Sometimes it takes months of work to do that. We have to commit ourselves to sometimes months of work in order to get at the truth of what's going on in our world and our society. And unfortunately, the way we're all wired these days is I want a result now. I want to blame somebody now. And that puts it all on other people and doesn't come back on us at all. It's all somebody else's fault. So I think what we've got to do is we've got to learn to listen, the secret of listening. And that comes from wisdom. That comes from God. It's a gift from God. And it comes from being in a genuine relationship with another person that is lasts for a life. I've been best friends with this rabbi for 19 years. You know, I don't see eye to eye on things, but we love each other. We can say anything to each other, and we have listened to each other through thick and thin and hard and glorious times. But we have been there together, and that's what it's going to take for us to develop societies, communities, churches, where people truly are not being judgmental, but are helping to correct things that must be corrected, and yet not do so in a harsh, judgmental, instead a restorative, proper way.
So God calls us to be discerning, for sure. So when does making a moral judgment or assessment cross over to being judgmental?
I think it's really attitude. I think it's possible to state the truth and say, look, this is what I think God is saying. This is what I think is true. And it really ends up being an attitude that we bring to it, rather than simply saying, well, I think this and you think that, we may both be a little bit right. Well, there are some times that, yeah, on the one hand this, on the one hand that, right? I understand that. But there are things that seem to be morally good, morally true, morally right in any and every circumstance. We could talk about a few of those, I suppose. But it's not the judgment itself. It's the attitude that we bring to it. And it's the humility we say, look, I am broken. I am flawed in some other ways. I need to recognize that. And so before I speak, I need to deal with that, and I need to ask God's grace and mercy to remove that plank so that I can see clearly to help my brother who has a speck in his eye.
So good. The attitude makes all the difference. I mean, you think even when you're bringing correction to somebody, if it just pleases you beyond all get out to bring the judgment because they irritate you anyway, we got to know,
yeah,
God loves that person way too much to send them you. But if it kills you, but you know for their benefit it'll be life-giving for them, then you are the person for the job. But I think we are so quick to appoint ourselves because we just like, let me at him.
I think we should approach these things with fear and trembling.
Yep.
And if we have the slightest bit of joy over it, the slightest bit of self-satisfaction, then boy, we should not be the person to speak at all. Mm. There should be a tear in our eye. There should be a lump in our throat when these kind of things happen.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.